The Seasonal Malaria Chemo Prevention, or SMC, is a public health intervention that can reduce the incidence of malaria among young children during the rainy season. Dr. Boy Tutchol, MSF's medical coordinator in South Sudan, says the SMC is chosen because its concentration in the blood lasts for 4 weeks and is administered in the peak seasons of malaria between July and December.
We administer this to children because we understand, we know that children under 5 are the most vulnerable group, and when they get infected with malaria, they are at high risk of complications and high risk of death. So these children are targeted. We administer this drug once a month.
Dr. Chol says MSF piloted SMC in Yambio in 2019 and other African countries. He says the results were very encouraging. Dr. Chol says up to 13,689 children from 21 villages around Yambio received the monthly preventive malaria treatment at the time, and incidences of severe malaria were reduced by 77.1% among children under 5 at Yambio State Hospital. Sarah Charles, one of the SMC beneficiaries from Yambio Town's Naduru suburb, says the drug prevented her 3-year-old son from falling ill with malaria since he received the medication in 2019.
It took him about 2 months for us to see signs of malaria, like fever or headache. To all the mothers, if there is a chance that this medicine is going to be given to the children next month, I advise that it's good that you take your child for injection because it will protect them from malaria, especially during this rainy season when there are lots of mosquitoes.
Dr. Kumba Victor, the medical director at Yambio State Hospital, says the drug was effective in reducing malaria cases at his hospital. By the end of 2019, Dr. Victor says the hospital recorded only 200 malaria cases as compared to more than 500 the previous year. He says in early 2020, MSF Spain ended the project in Yambio.
When they withdrew in January, the number also started increasing again when this project was withdrawn. In January 2020, the number increased to 900, and then the peak was in December when the number increased to 1,000 in the same December 2020.
Victor says the SMC malaria prevention drug will be more helpful if the project was administered throughout the year because malaria is a serious public health concern in South Sudan.
These projects will have been maintained because one of the main causes of mortality, even in the under 5, is due to severe malaria, and we have experienced a lot of blood transfusion due to severe malaria. So these projects will have been maintained to reduce the mortality.
An article published by WHO Africa in November 2017 indicates malaria is the top cause of morbidity and mortality in South Sudan. It says in 2017, malaria accounted for 40% of all consultations in health facilities and 33.9% of all deaths. Following the successful implementation of SMC in Yambio, MSF is preparing to launch its second SMC campaign in Awil Town early next month. Dr. Chol says the campaign targets more than 25,000 children below the age of 5. He is urging parents to bring their children to receive the treatment.
The medicine is safe. It's a regular malaria medicine. We didn't get any serious side effects. We didn't have any problems when we implemented this in Yambio. So people should try out. They should come. They should bring their children. And we are targeting children between 3 months of age to 59 months of age. So children are under 5, except 1 month olds and 2 month olds. They should also continue to observe the other preventive strategies, like making sure that children sleep under mosquito nets, and to make sure that they also clear their areas around their houses so that there's no stagnant water around, because those are the breeding sites of malaria.
Dr. Chol says the WHO has recommended this strategy for use in all malaria endemic countries in Africa. Under the method, a combination of sulfadoxine pyrimethamine and amodioquine is administered in 3 doses, once daily for 3 days at each round, with a 1-month interval from one round to the next. to all children below the age of 5 during the rainy season when the risk of malaria transmission is at its highest. For VOA News, I am David Monodanga in Juba.